once you get an organ transplant, it can save your life. Could it also change your personality? Let's check in with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, what? That's a real thing?
This is a crazy story. You know, I love to read medical literature, and this one popped across my desk. There was a recent study at the University of Colorado. It had over 50 participants. 23 people received heart transplants. The rest received different organs, and they completed an online survey sort of detailing their experiences after the transplant surgery. And almost 90%, that's 9 in 10 of all of the transplant recipients, reported post-op personality changes regardless of the organ that they received. Wild.
This is like one of my favorite novels from Stephen King right here, Anna, where all of a sudden you've got a serial killer hand or something like that.
It's really freaky. So here are some of the examples with the study. So one transplant recipient developed a deep love for music after receiving the heart of a young musician.
Wow.
She could never play any instrument before and never really gravitated towards classical music at all. But after the transplant, she began to love music, and she said she felt it in her heart. Other people reported changes in emotions, changes in food preferences, changes in spirituality, different memories. And what is wild about this, there was a 2013 University of Michigan study that found the recipient can take on some of the donor's characteristics. And even though there isn't much scientific evidence, it's hard to explain what this is, The researchers suggest that every cell in the body contains memory, that all living cells have memory. So even if the nerves and the different vessels are cut off, when it gets reimplanted, the memories that are contained within the organ can actually have an effect on the recipient.
Anna, I want to give you a couple of great examples right now. Okay.
All right. So here's the thing. I'm kind of terrified.
If this thing is wide open, imagine if I could get my hands. Well, maybe the hands isn't the right way to say it. Imagine if I could get my feet on one of like Obama or Ryan Seacrest's pinky toes or something like that. Imagine what that would do for the show. I just
great.
Get their toe.
You'd be so much better.
Nobody knows. Okay. I've got so much more talent. I'm intelligent. I'm eloquent. I'm all those things. Imagine if I could get Lady Gaga's pinky. I could dance like the wind.
Imagine you get Lady Gaga's pinky and all of a sudden you know how to play the piano.
Oh!
It'd be amazing.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. I immediately thought Simone Biles for some reason. All of a sudden, I was a gymnast.
You want to do flips?
Like, yeah. I was like, well, if I could have her knees.
Right. I mean, let's just get into this organ transplant thing. You know, the main thing to do when science comes across a theory like this there, Jenna, I'm sure you know, is conduct many, many terrible experiments on people against their will.
So I was thinking about it. Like, I'm a donor, so I don't know about you guys.
Yeah,
but
me too.
So if somebody gets my organs, do they get all my other problems and all my, like, the issues and concerns that I have, too?
I'm glad you went that way and not powers.
Right, superpowers. No, it's very, very interesting. It shows us how much of our personality and many of our traits are contained in our DNA, and it sort of lends itself to, like, a horror movie where people are kidnapped against their will and then their organs are harvested. Seriously. Oh, yeah. I mean, such an interesting idea, and even though science is yet to catch up, it's very, very interesting to see what is actually in our DNA and how that impacts our personality.
Well, here's the thing. If you want celiac, you want to be OCD and have a lot of anxiety, I'm your girl.
Well, all this sounds like an X-Men comic.
Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.